Window World, the official windows of the Kansas City Chiefs, presents Kevin Keatsman Has Issues, online at windowskansascity.com.
We all remember the line from the movie with Meg Ryan, where she fakes a scene in a restaurant and is very convincing about what it is that she's faking. And the woman across the table says, "I'll have what she's having." And it reminds me of watching Steve Bannon yesterday on the courthouse steps in Washington, D.C. "I'll have what Steve Bannon is having." There's something about Steve Bannon I've always loved. I think most of you know who Steve Bannon is. He worked very closely with Trump. He had a lot of tech people down in Texas and different places that helped Trump with algorithms and targeting votes in 2016 to win the election. Steve Bannon is widely regarded by a lot of people when he's in the room as the smartest guy in the room. He's also a little bit crazy, which sometimes really smart people are. And he certainly is a guy that is either driven by caffeine or something that just gets him going and gets him fired up. I like and I respect that, which is what I like about Steve Bannon. There's a lot of things about Steve Bannon that are unseemly. He's going through a trial process right now. He's outside a courtroom in Washington, D.C. for things that he's allegedly done. But he will not stop fighting. And if you loved that in Donald Trump and you love it in Ron DeSantis, you have to love the fight in Steve Bannon. So let's just get past the point of Bannon. Let's not make the discussion about Bannon. What you think of him, how much you like him, how much you love him, how much you're disappointed in him. There's a wide spectrum of things. And let's just all agree that we'll have what Steve Bannon is having. I think I bring positivity to this podcast. When it comes to things going well for conservative America right now, I think I bring positivity. I try to ignore the fact that we have an historically bad stock market that nobody's talking about. On so many fronts, this is the worst. Biden's stock market now this year is the worst we've ever seen. This is a crash. Nobody's saying it. It is a stock market free fall at this point. And there is no reason to believe that they're going to correct this anytime before November. I think elections will matter. I think after the election, things will stabilize and people will begin to believe that, hey, the Democrats aren't running wild and running this thing into the ground for whatever purpose and reasons it is that they're doing that. I don't think it will be sustained. I don't think we're in some 10-year period where we're all going broke and we're all going to lose. But the professional stock traders are selling. That's pretty clear. They're converting to cash. They're sitting on the sidelines. They're going to wait and try to time the bottom. That's what they're doing. So that's on Joe Biden. And there's a lot of bad things happening, but I try not to focus on those, especially on Fridays. We try to look at the good things. And the good thing is Steve Bannon. And again, we'll all have what he's having. He gets one of these ambush interviews outside this courthouse in D.C. He gets out of his car and he's got security around him and they stop him and they start asking questions and he just goes on a tirade. He goes on a monologue and he says, "Look, what you're witnessing here is something that has not happened since 1932. He was talking about the congresswoman that won in Texas. He said, she's a conservative. She won with Hispanics. She won with blacks. This is the second most Hispanic district in the United States. And she won in a landslide. She won by 9 points. In a district that Biden won by 13. Anybody can see that's a 22-point swing. That is a massive swing in just 18 months. Massive. Bannon says, this is just the beginning. This is going to happen everywhere. He said, this is like we've never seen since 1932, when Democrats beat Republicans 3-1 and took over and started installing the massive government apparatus that we have today. You know, that's about the time that we started having income tax and big government. It's just exploded since the Democrats essentially came into power as a national party. Bannon says Republicans will win 100 seats in Congress this year. That is by far the most aggressive I've heard. Most people are guaranteeing it will be 30. It will be enough to take back Congress. Some people think it could be as high as 60. Bannon says 80 to 100. And if the Republicans get 100 seats in Congress, that it will set up a foundation for 100 years of government control by the Republican Party. This is the first real uprising and change in America since 1932. He says this all outside of D.C. courthouse. He says, quote, "I believe we will destroy the Democrat Party as a national political institution." And he believes it started in 2016 with Donald Trump. And this is just the ongoing process of taking it back. Steve Bannon says, over 50% of Hispanics will vote for Republicans, 50% of black males will vote for Republicans in November, and working class America has shifted from being a Democrat vote to a solid MAGA vote. And that's where we are in this country. So the coalition of people that work for a living, black males, and all Hispanic voters completely turning and flipping on the Democrats changes everything in this country, and we're setting this up for generations to come. Despite the Democrats' best efforts in schools and with election gerrymandering and mail-in voting and ballot harvesting and all these things, he said it will not matter. It's a landslide. He said, we believe in the democratic process. We believe in free and fair elections. And do we want to rule for 100 years with conservatism? Yes. Are we trying to set it up to where there's one party rule? No. He said, we believe in free and fair elections, but we're taking over and we're going to take control for the rest of our lives. And it sounds so good. And I just want to scoop that up. I want two scoops of that on a sugar cone. I just want to gobble it up, man, on a hot summer day. I just love it. It sounds so good. And it sounds believable. We just saw it. We saw this woman win. We saw her win easily. It makes no sense other than Hispanics are waking up going, that's not the party we like. And especially black men, women not as much, but black men are going, wait a second, what? They're not for me. They haven't done anything for me. Okay? I think it's becoming obvious to a lot of African Americans, especially men, that I'm on my own. I got to make my own now. I have to do this for myself. They're not helping me. And I can't rely on the Democrat Party and politicians to make my life better. I got to do this for myself, my family, whatever it may be. There seems to be a realization of that in this country. There is a realization it's the exact same with the American worker, and that goes across lines of gender, as increasingly we have more women working in construction jobs, plant jobs, auto factories, auto workers. Women are, I mean, what are the percentage of women now in these jobs? A fourth of them? There's a lot of women out there doing these jobs as well. They're high paying. They have great benefits. It's a great way to raise your family, especially in a two-income household. You can have a great American dream life with these positions, and that has nothing to do with going and getting a college education. In the days of looking at people that are making, you know, $85,000, $90,000 a year on an assembly line, and their spouse does the same thing, and they're pulling home with overtime a couple $100,000 a year, that is not to be scoffed at, because there's plenty of history majors with master's degrees that ain't making that. Philosophy majors. There's a lot of crap diplomas coming out of colleges that won't make you squat in this country. So it is a great time to be a worker. It's a great time to have a high-paying, skilled labor job. And those people, just like black males and just like Hispanic voters, have said, we're done with Democrat Party. I don't care if I'm in a union or not. I'm not listening to my union anymore. They're wrong. They're just wrong. And I don't care that the leaders of my union are grifting off of the Democrat politicians in D.C. If the leaders of my union are peeling money off and getting rich off the Democrats, that's their business. I like the deal I'm getting in my union. I pay my union dues, and I'm going to vote for the MAGA candidate. And that just didn't exist. I know I grew up in a household just like that. You didn't buck the union. And now they're like, I like my salary. I like my benefits. I like my union. I like what it does for me. I don't have to like my union leadership, and I don't have to agree with them. And if they're taking money from the Democrats, I can't factor in that in any way, but I can go to the ballot box and say, I think the other party is better for my family. Their policies, what they do in America, and the way they see things better fits what we are. And there are just millions of Americans waking up to that. So I'm in agreement with Bannon. What's hard for me is November's still a million miles away. It drives me crazy that November's that far away, okay? And there's also the possibility that this is just a midterm election with an unpopular Democrat president, and you're winning because of that. All these things are in play. We don't know about the 52%. I think she won 52 to 43. I think she won by 9% in the 34th district in Texas. We don't know about the makeup of those voters. We don't know if those are people who have flipped and they're hardened conservatives that are just saying, this is what America has to be. Or if they're simply saying, man, the people in charge aren't getting it done. I'm going to try this time and see if this is better. And they go back and forth. If there's a wide swath of independents that will sway in the wind and go back and forth. And I'm not even saying that's a terrible thing. Would you rather have more conservative voters? Well, I would. But people who go back and forth, a larger independent group, if there is a larger group of voters in this country that are truly independent and open their eyes and follow the issues and take a look at what's going on around America, those will be 2 or 3 to 1 Republican voters. They just will. If they're truly independent and paying attention and looking around, they will vote Republican more often than not. Doesn't mean every time they will. Along comes a Barack Obama. You feel good about voting for him. Okay, I like him. He seems like a cool dude, and I feel like I'm not a racist here. I'm going to vote for Obama. I get it. That's what an independent voter is. You got a lot of different reasons why you vote. So I don't think Bannon's dead on that there's 100 years of MAGA rule coming. I don't think that's right, but man, watching him and listening to him is exciting. It got me fired up. It's hard to fire me up because I'm always fired up. To get, you know, I'm usually like an 8.5 on these things. To get me up to a 10 is pretty hard to do. And Steve Bannon did it. So we'll defer to his expertise. There is historical significance here. Can you imagine 100 seats flipping? I can't. I just can't see that. They've redistricted some maps. It seems way, way, way too hard. But Bannon does believe that this wave of Hispanic voters, black males, and working class voters will destroy the Democrat Party as a national political institution. He believes they're going to fragment off. He thinks that AOC and her group will, he thinks the Democrat Party is going to split up. Essentially, there's going to be a group that says, we can't sustain this party anymore. We're too far across the board of what we are. And that the AOC wing will peel off and start their own party. Now, they'd be foolish to do that, but look who's leading it. They look pretty foolish, don't they? You've heard me say many times on this podcast, the best thing for traditional, conservative, constitutional Americana or America is for another party to be formed because it will peel people off from the Democrats. I was hopeful a few years ago that Black Lives Matter would become a political party, that they would put candidates forth and they'd be ready by this midterm. That would have been great. Or if they'd put a presidential candidate up in 2024, and you can basically do this as an independent and say you're part of the Black Lives Matter party, that you're the candidate. You don't need a convention. You don't need the structure. You could just step up and say you're running on a BLM platform. Anybody could do this. The head of Black Lives Matter could do this. What percentage of votes would they get? 2%? Well, that's 2% the Democrats don't get. This is real stuff, and we'll see how it all evolves. But Bannon thinks this is the beginning of the end for the Democrat Party, that it will be dismantled. I don't see that. But I get kind of bogged down sometimes in, I don't look at 100-year things. I look at how things are today, and I see the way they are and how together they are, even though their political spectrum is so wide, they stay together. They go after the other party. They're angry and dirty little fools, and we know what they're all about. So I'd love to see it. I'll have what Steve Bannon is having. There is no question about that. Hey, it's a great weekend. If you're looking for a new car, General Motors product, visit Roberts Robinson, Chevrolet Buick GMC in Excelsior Springs. They offer you a free lifetime warranty that other dealers don't. They'll charge you $1,500 for that extended warranty. It's free at Roberts Robinson. They also have 0% APR on most GMC and Buick vehicles and 1.9 on Chevy Silverado. Order yours today. You qualify for all the incentives. Build it just like you like it. Anything from Chevrolet, Buick, GMC. Of course, we know what's big. The Silverados and the Sierras. Can't get enough of those great American trucks. Order them, get the financing, get all the discounts and incentives built into the price of your car so you're not overpaying. It'll be here in a few weeks. Roberts Robinson will even deliver it to your home. If you live a couple hours away, they'll come to you. You can do this all by phone or Zoom or online at robertsrobinson.com. Ron Buck and his team at Buck Roofing, online at rbuckroofing.com. Of course, summer is the time to call Buck Roofing and get your free inspection. 913-384-2680, and you'll sleep well knowing Buck Roofing fixed the roof over your head. Oh boy, is there a great response from this podcast to Cross Kitchens. Many of you are sitting down with Tim Cross saying, what can you do at our house? We're not selling. We're not moving. We're not going into another house at this point. We think we'd like to remodel our kitchen or maybe a bathroom or a man cave. There's a lot Cross Kitchens can do, but they love to start in the kitchen because that's where your family gathers. CrossKitchensKC.com. 816-898-7047. When you call, you're dealing with the owners, Tim and Brittany. They got a cute little baby. They live on a micro farm. These are salt of the earth people. These are wonderful people running a great business with skilled craftsmen that don't come and go from job to job. Currently, right now, today, they're working on a KKHI listener kitchen. That's fantastic. Love hearing that. Log on, give them the opportunity to earn your business, and find out how a smaller, more personal company is better for a job like this than somebody that drags you out 6 months. Most kitchens remodels are done in 2 weeks once they start the job. CrossKitchensKC.com. Okay, Joe Biden is having a rough week. Well, every week's a rough week. I try real hard not to pick on Biden too much because it seems too easy. It's low-hanging fruit. But he goes out and he gives a speech and he sends letters and he's talking to oil executives and they're all mad at him and he does this and he does that. Here's the problem. They can't keep lying anymore because the leftist media won't allow them to. One of the big ones here is CNN. CNN's really changing. They've not changed their lineup much. They haven't fired a bunch of people, but they're starting to ask real questions about things that are going wrong. That in and of itself is a change. That has to scare the White House that, hey, they don't have our back anymore. There is a feeling at the White House that part of the leftist liberal media are now playing it honest and out to get Joe Biden, that they don't want him to run again, and they're ready and willing to blame him for the failures in November in the elections. So Biden goes out and says, our inflation, we're better poised for all this because our inflation is lower than anywhere else in the world. That is provably false. France, Germany, Canada, Japan, countries we would compare ourselves with on a metric like this, all have lower inflation than we do. Japan's is 2.6. Japan's got it going on right now. It's working for them. There's no supply chain problem there. It's all working in Japan, but not here. Inflation is higher here. Biden flat lies, and he's being called out, which is new in this country. He just can't get anything right. He says inflation is his number one priority, and it's not close. But on this particular Friday, he's having a climate change meeting from the White House with leaders from countries all over the world. They're going to spend hours today on climate change. That is wasted time at this moment in history. Every American knows that. I don't know the purpose of this. If you're going to have your climate change meeting, why tell people you're doing it? That's a loser with the American people right now. Why do it? You're trying to save your 6% of the vote over there on the left that their number one priority is climate change? That's it? It's not going to help you in November. This is a loser for you right now. Any time spent on climate meetings is a loser with the American people. And that's politically speaking. I'm talking about, you know, structurally or actually the deed that you're doing. If you want to help with inflation and you're wasting time on climate change, you're wasting an opportunity to do something for inflation. Period. Now they're rolling out the possibility again of rebate cards to the American people. Oh, when will this be? October, right before the election? They want to send gas cards to Americans. I mean, COVID is everything they loved. They had it all. They had control of everything. Fauci was literally sitting in front of a Senate committee yesterday from his home on Zoom with COVID after at least 4 and probably 5 shots that he's taken, asking for more money from the Senate, for more vaccines, more research, and more COVID money. Rand Paul says, can you tell me today that you have never taken money during COVID? You never took money from a pharmaceutical company or a company and then oversaw the distribution of our allotted funds to that company? And Fauci would not answer the question. In other words, did you take money from a company and then oversee the government spending to that company? Pfizer's the one everybody talks about. Did you take money from Pfizer and then oversee all the money we were sending to Pfizer? The answer, of course, is yes, he did. Fauci needs to be fired. He will be investigated immediately when we get control of the House. Immediately. That's the first person we should go after. I think if there's a red wave in November, Fauci retires. I think that's it. I think that's it. I think he just walks and says, I'm not doing this. I think he'll announce he's resigning in January or February or whatever, or maybe even earlier next year, you know, March or April, and then the Republicans wouldn't do anything about him, just let him retire and get the hell out. But Biden wants to send gas cards like they sent stimulus checks out. Rebate cards is what they're going to call them. I think there's going to be some sort of a program where if you buy gas, you can apply for a rebate and the government will send you a check to reimburse you. This is just unbelievable. This man stumbled through a news conference at the White House yesterday where at one point he got distracted because he gets distracted and he sees somebody sitting in a seat who apparently works with the corporation that owns and operates Joann. You guys know these stores? Is that a fabric store? Seems to me like Joann is usually next to Hobby Lobby or something. Do you know what store I'm talking about? It's called Joann. I've never been in one, but I've seen them. I think it's maybe fabrics or something. It definitely is not a male demographic inside Joann. But their CFO died, and apparently this is somebody important to the Democrats somehow, because there's somebody at the White House there that Biden recognizes while he's going through his thing, and he says, oh, by the way, and he turns to this person, my sympathies to you and those that you work with. Your CFO unexpectedly dropped dead, and we're sorry for that. That's literally the term he used. Your CFO dropped dead, and we feel bad for you. Can you imagine if Trump was having a news gathering and says, oh, your CFO dropped dead. Sorry for your bad luck. I mean, can you imagine? That's what Joe Biden said. Your CFO dropped dead unexpectedly. This is just, this dude is a trip, man. There's no other way to say it. They cannot get out of their own way because Biden is their way right now. It's absolutely remarkable to watch them bumble and stumble through all of this nonsense. Crazy. Fry Orthodontics is a proud sponsor of KKHI. I mentioned this week he had a 13-year-old in his chair this week. Dr. Jeremy said, a 13-year-old. I'm working with a 13-year-old, and he says, yeah, I listen to Kevin every day. I'm like, that's awesome. I know you probably heard, their dad was probably listening and they heard it, but now he's like, I listen every day. That's incredible. All the young people out there listening, tell your friends, it's okay to be an American. It's okay to be proud. It's okay to not be things that people in the media tell you to be, or that you have to be cool and do it this way. You don't have to do that. Anyway, that was great to hear that happened at Fry Orthodontics. And of course, there's a lot of 13-year-olds at Fry Orthodontics where your smile is just the start. Log on for your first appointment. It's always free. You get free retainers for life, Invisalign, same price as braces, and there's a Father's Day special right now to save $500 at Fry Orthodontics. Finch Knife Company. Okay, you've got a couple of days here before Father's Day to get out to the retail locations and buy these Finch knives. You know where to go. It's the Bullet Hole in Overland Park / Mission. It's right off Metcalf there, I think, or Shawnee Mission Parkway. Shields in Overland Park and Teague Tractor in Belton. Get your dad a Finch pocket knife for Father's Day. He's going to love it. They got a great collection out now called 1934, which is an homage to the Smoky Mountain National Park, which was christened on June 15th, 1934. Check them out online at finchknifeco.com. And don't forget, this weekend, at some point, log on to hornlaw.com and download the Teen Driver Protection Tips for Keeping Your Child Safe Behind the Wheel ebook. It's 14 pages long. It is absolutely free, and it is a great service from Horn Law. Online at hornlaw.com. This is the way to equip parents, grandparents, and friends to work with teenagers to teach them the safe skills for life so we can avoid violent collisions. Every teenager is going to get a fender bender at some point. We're trying to avoid the violent collisions. Horn Law wants to help. They have Doug has written a great book. You really should download this and recommend it to your friends. If your teenagers are grown, if your kids are in their 20s and 30s like mine, find somebody with teenagers and recommend it to your friend and say, hey, listen, there's this thing. It's pretty cool. Go check it out. You should put this in your arsenal as a parent and use it to teach your kid how to drive properly. Log on to hornlaw.com and download the ebook, Teen Driver Protection, absolutely free. We have three missing Americans in Ukraine. And I'm watching these interviews with the families, and they're all torn apart and crying and devastated. And I don't want any Americans harmed, kidnapped, killed, imprisoned, held hostage in this fight in Ukraine. So let's be perfectly clear about this, about what my stance is. But let's also be perfectly clear about something else. You have no expectation of help from your country, from your government, from your military. None. When you leave this country and go to Ukraine and volunteer as a fighter. This is not the same as being a soldier in the Marines. And the United States decide we're going to get involved in a conflict, and you're in the Marines and you're going into that conflict. This is completely different. We cannot stress this enough to American citizens. You're taking your life in your own hands if you leave here and go volunteer and fight in Ukraine. It is a different standard than someone in the military. While this may seem courageous and noble and morally right, it is incredibly dangerous and in many ways completely stupid. You think the Ukrainian government's going to protect you? You think the Ukrainian military is in a position to have you sign up, volunteer, and help and keep you safe? Or at least you trust their intel to not, you know, walk into a trap? These people are missing. There's going to be more. Americans have left. They volunteered over there. I would say this. If one of my sons or even my daughter just said at this point, I'm going, this is harsh. But it's one of the reasons you listen to this podcast. I would consider them gone forever. I would consider my child just left and they're never coming home. I would. If they miraculously somehow got home, I'd be thrilled. But I just don't see how that's a tenable situation. To be an American citizen there, there's nothing the Russians would love more than capturing or killing Americans. Nothing. Nothing. I don't think anybody they capture is coming home. That seems ridiculous to me. Probably tortured and probably killed is probably what would happen to an American citizen there. So I would hug him and kiss him goodbye and tell him I loved him. I would never expect them to come home. I would, if my sons were in the Marines or my daughter, have an expectation that if there were a conflict in Afghanistan or Somalia or Ukraine, I would have an expectation that they're going to come home safely, that my military, my government, my country will do everything possible to make sure that they're in the right situation and that if something happens, they will get home safely. It doesn't always happen. I know that. This is a whole different deal. I think there's something a little bit crazy about these people that are going over there and doing this. There's also something crazy going on in Kansas. They think maybe 10,000 cattle have died in southwest Kansas. This is out by Liberal, Dodge City. This is where all the big, massive corporate cattle farms are. National Beef is headquartered there. I don't know what happened, but this is a weird one. They're saying it was the heat. It gets hot every year. They are saying they believe, but they don't know. A lot of weird things have happened at food plants in America in the last year. Too much to be coincidental. We've had small aircraft fly into, you know, chicken farms. I mean, there's just been strange things have happened with our food supply. So we believe about 10,000 cattle have died, and they're saying they died overnight. Cattle can handle 105 degrees heat during the day, no problem. Cools down at night, even if it gets down to like 85 at night. That recharges their battery, and they can then handle the next day. That cows are hardy, sturdy, heat does not hurt the cattle. But apparently humidity does. Typically at night it cools off, but the humidity was so great in southwest Kansas a few nights ago with no wind, which is different than what we've had here in Kansas City, because we've been windy until really Thursday. We've been windy. But a couple days ago it was not windy in southwestern Kansas. It was 106 degrees. And as it started to cool off a little bit at night, the humidity did not go down. There was no lowering the temperature, the feels-like temperature, because the humidity was so high. So the feels-like temperature all night long stayed above 100 degrees. and the cattle could not recharge. And as the sun came up and it got hot again, they just died. That was just too much for them. They couldn't do it. That's what they're saying. We'll see. It's an eerie sight to see these dead cattle. Should not much affect the food supply at this point. We're talking about 10,000 cattle. Sounds like a lot. I did the math. Each cow's worth about $2,000. We're talking about $20 million worth of cattle that died. And this is beef cattle, but there's so many more of them. There's hundreds of thousands, probably into the millions. I don't know how many cows we eat. We eat a lot of them. That's a pretty small number in the grand scheme of things, but a terrible sight to see that that happened there. Terrible, terrible. All right, on to sports. We're happy in Kansas City that the World Cup is coming. That's great. It's fun to have an event. It's fun to have something to look forward to. It's fun to feel good about your city. But let's put it all into perspective. When cities like Phoenix, Minneapolis, and Chicago bugged out 2 years ago, you knew what was going on. Except for places like New York and LA, where the World Cup was always going to go, and Miami, in all likelihood, there was like no chance Seattle, I think Seattle as well, I think there was no chance they were ever not going to go to places like Seattle, LA, New York, Miami, and probably Dallas. So that only left a couple, three spots left in the United States to really go bid. And what did they pick? They picked Boston. They picked Philadelphia. They picked the big Northeast corridor. They picked those cities. Kansas City is the outlier, and we're thrilled to have it. And people are running around saying we're world class because we have the World Cup. First things first, I don't want to be world class. I want to be American class. I want to be American exceptional. I don't want to be like the rest of the world. FIFA's run by socialists. The rest of the world's a mess. We don't want to be like them. We're experiencing a turbulent period right now where we're attempting to be like them, and it's not working out very well for us. I don't want to be like the rest of the world. I don't want Kansas City to be world class. I want it to be American exceptional. That's what I want the Kansas City area to be. And while this feels good and the world will watch, it's certainly good for the name brand or the publicity or whatever for Kansas City, it may be good for the economy. There could be a boost here. There should be some jobs, if nothing else, in things like, you know, they have to like jackhammer and tear Arrowhead apart and take seats out to fit the World Cup in. And this is going to be a massive undertaking to do this stuff. So all of this is happening, and you ask, why Kansas City? And we mistakenly say we're the soccer capital of America, and we are not, most certainly not. What we have is something, if you're a soccer fan, you're really, really lucky. Because we have something no other city has. You know, we've always in Kansas City watched other baseball owners and owners of other teams and other cities and said, wow, that guy spends money and he doesn't care and he'll do anything to try to win and they'll spend their own fortunes. You know how we've always felt like that happens in other places but not here? Well, this is the time that it happened here. Clark Hunt owns and operates the Chiefs with his siblings and his mom. They all have one thing in common. They still live every day to please their dad, Lamar. Every single day, they want to please their dad, who hasn't been with us for years. Clark Hunt was in this to fulfill his dad's dream. They see Arrowhead Stadium as their dad's house. For Clark Hunt, getting this at Arrowhead is a complete homage to his dad, the entire family. They're billionaires. They can afford it. They'll do anything for their dad. Clark's also a former college soccer player. Cliff Illig, the other oligarch in Kansas City, is owner of Sporting Kansas City. He's got more money than he could ever count. They just sold a lot of their shares out to Oracle, and Oracle's doing well. Like, Cliff's just going to get richer and richer, I feel. Cliff's a good dude. I've been around Cliff a lot in social settings. He's a good guy. He's in many ways kind of a regular sort of guy. But he owns a business in soccer, and he's invested a lot of money into facilities that they've built. And the World Cup is coming, and that validates that. Make no mistake about it, their hands will be in the cookie jar. They'll get theirs back. I don't think they're going to make a lot of money. What we had was two billionaires buying a bid for Kansas City. We'll never know. But I can almost promise you, guarantee you that there was more of a financial incentive, cash money, bid money. Remember, these were bids. Cash money from Kansas City to FIFA than there was from Los Angeles or New York. They needed to be in Los Angeles and New York to validate their tournament, not Kansas City. I would not be surprised if we paid the highest amount. Look, it's not our money at this point. All we have to avoid is the bait and switch. What we don't want is Clark Hunt and Cliff Illig to have pledged this money, bought our bid, bought our games, and then turn around somehow and get it from the taxpayers. We have to watch very carefully because there's 4 years. We got to watch very carefully here what's going on with our money. That somehow they don't pledge their money and turn around and get it from us. That will be no good. Oh, I've been around this a long time, folks. I know that sounds dire and skeptical and negative. I've been around this a long time. Sports people will rob you blind. They will leverage and power and grift their way to greatness. They will. Don't think they won't. I'm going to have my eyes on this like a hawk. Let's just see what happens with this. The actual television show that was on Fox Sports 1, revealing the cities where the World Cup will be played in 2026, was a joke. They kept saying, the world's greatest sporting event. I'll allow them to say the world's biggest sporting event if they want. They can say that. It is by most certainly not the world's greatest sporting event. This isn't even close. I don't even know that it's in the top 10 as world's greatest. Maybe most viewed, but certainly not greatest. No. And it showed on the selection show. It was Bush League. The broadcast itself was completely and utterly Bush League. It was embarrassing how small time it was. From the people they had on, to the way that it was executed and the way that it was done, it was a joke. It was an absolute joke. Then they went to every city and had a person, a videotape, from some celebrity in each town that says, hey, Kansas City got the World Cup. Woo-hoo, yeah. Well, we knew that was going to be Patrick Mahomes, right? So what did they do with Mahomes? A couple days ago, the Chiefs had their photo day where they dressed the players up in their uniform and they put them in front of green screens. And you could put any background you want on there. So Mahomes is in full uniform. He goes, all right, Kansas City, we got our bid, da-da-da-da-da, blah, 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 blah. And behind him is this light blue, which is code for Democrat. Everything is, if you look, everything's soccer, everything liberal, everything with the liberal groups, everything with the Democrat Party has these weird graphics that nobody likes looking at. And that's what they have for KC. It's a weird KC logo. It was this little light blue thing behind him. They could have gone to Lee Summit High School, Lee Summit North High School, Blue Springs High School, Shawnee Mission North. They could have gone to any of these high schools and had the kids at the high schools do a better video presentation of Patrick Mahomes than what the Chiefs cooked up. The whole thing looked small time. It did. It looked terrible. Other people, other celebrities in other towns were standing by, you know, Gloria Estefan is standing by the water and the cruise ships and the bridge in Miami with her message. You can see the beautiful backdrop of Miami. Oh no, we're just going to do this easy. Let's throw Mahomes up on the green screen in his uniform. It looks silly. And look, that's not picking on Kansas City because the actual Fox Sports 1 and FIFA show was a train wreck. And it was awful. You couldn't watch any of this. You couldn't get involved in any of this. And you couldn't watch the over-the-top reaction of Kansas City media slobbering on themselves because we're world-class. FIFA has said Kansas City is world-class. We're world-class. Look at us. We're so good. We're world-class. You couldn't watch any of this without thinking, boy, they're selling us a load of hooey here. Well, why are they overselling this so hard? You know when you're being oversold. You know. You sit down to watch the NCAA selection show, you're into it. You don't have to be told, okay, this is the greatest sporting event ever. We're just... You don't. You're watching it. You know it's a big deal. You know it's a big deal for everybody in. And they execute the show, and it's fun, and it's big, and it's meaningful. Not this one. Oh, no. This is just so typical of soccer people want to beat you over the head that they're great and bigger and more important than they are. It's important to them. It's their identity. We're going to continue to hammer home to you that we are important and we're bigger than football. We're bigger than baseball. We're bigger than everything. And you know it's not true. And you know it's not true because, like the new chick that's at the White House, when she's sitting there trying to say she can't keep up with Joe Biden, you know when you're being oversold something. You know this. And this was a giant oversell. Notwithstanding, I am excited that the World Cup is coming. I was very disappointed that there were only about a fourth as many people at the Power and Light District yesterday as there are for the Big 12 tournament. It wasn't even close. They had to be disappointed in the turnout. Now, it was hot. It was hot. But they had to be disappointed in the lack of people at the Power and Light District yesterday. It showed how it really is for insiders only. A select few that are really into soccer. They were there, and that's cool, but I the whole bottom line of this is, did you got the World Cup or you bought the World Cup? And I don't think there's any question about it. We bought it. And that's great. That's great. Let's be honest. This is honestyville here. You know how I do this. So sorry if you think that's a downer, but that is absolutely true. What is not a downer is getting a heart scan at Advanced Medical Imaging in Lawrence. Just $85. Schedule it right away. You can call Tricia and schedule for next week and get this done. I had it done. It is wonderful. It shows you the plaque or anything with your heart. You see the other organs in your chest as well. This is great preventative medicine. Find out how healthy you are. MedImageKS.com or log on to or call Tricia at 785-856-0224. Now, if you need an MRI or a CT scan, this is the best place to go because they can get you in today or tomorrow. They get you in right away. You don't have to wait 3 weeks. Many people needing an MRI, their doctor says get an MRI. You call the place they recommend, and it's 3 weeks wait because they're part of a big hospital chain. You don't have to go there. You can go to Advanced Medical Imaging with the best equipment, biggest, most comfortable machines for MRI available anywhere. They're quiet. There's natural lighting. These are really nice people. I've been there. I've experienced it. All major insurance is accepted. Why wait? Schedule today. Call Tricia, 785-856-0224. The heart scan is outside of insurance. That's out of pocket. That's elective. You want to go get your heart scan done? They can do it for you in pretty quick order. So log on to medimageks.com. North Kansas City Dental, online at nkcdental.com. Dr. Bill Bush is your new dentist. Schedule that appointment today. Mention KKHI and talk sports and politics with Dr. Bush while you're in the chair. Actually, hear some sports and politics from Dr. Bush. When you get that little break and you spit, say, I heard you helped Texas win a basketball game one time. And he'll tell you the stories. He's got great stories about what he's done with sporting events. 816-471-2911. They have a clinic in the Northland and one in Westwood. Dr. Bill Bush, nkcdental.com. John Hutchins, my man at Amazing Garage Floors, would love to come out and seal your concrete this summer with Seal XP. This is for your driveway and your sidewalks. Pennies on the dollar what it costs to repair. It will add years of life to your concrete. Get it done. AmazingGarageFloors.net. The NBA Finals are over. Golden State Warriors have won 4 of the last 8 now. Steph Curry was phenomenal. And when I heard 4 out of 8, and this is a dynasty, this is an era, I started thinking about Steph Curry versus Patrick Mahomes. Because Patrick Mahomes has been to 4 straight AFC championship games at home and has one championship to show for it. Steph Curry now, without Durant, without some of the studs he's had, with what is perceived to be a lesser surrounding cast, won another title. Unanimous MVP. This is, Steph Curry is a little bit like Patrick Mahomes. Well, he's a lot of bit like Patrick Mahomes. If we just want to be honest about it all, he's got a black dad that was an athlete, a white mom. He's got this unbelievable flair and game that nobody else has. He was really, really good in college. I don't think Steph Curry was the number one pick. And he might have been top 10, but it was like, okay, maybe he's a little too short. He's just a shooter, whatever. You could see it, but I watch Steph Curry and I see a little Patrick Mahomes. I see the swagger. I see a lot of similarities. What I see with Steph Curry now is four titles. Maybe as a basketball player, you have more control over it because there's only four teammates out there. But I don't know, man. Quarterback's a pretty big, important position. I'm not sure anything's more important in all of sports than being a quarterback. I need Patrick Mahomes to be Steph Curry. I need him to get focused. I need him to mature. Steph Curry's in his 13th year. He is a mature, professional basketball player. He's grown up. He's got a family. His children are growing. You can see the maturity in his game that a younger person wouldn't have. I need to see that out of Mahomes the next 5 to 7 years. We've got our chance to win more titles here. I need to start seeing that maturity. That's kind of what I came away with from Steph Curry. As I watch him play, I see Patrick Mahomes. And you probably do too. The other thing I saw, and this will probably be my takeaway for quite some time, I spoke with Todd Lebo last week. I mentioned this when he got in his little kerfuffle over at Arrowhead. And he said, "Kevin, you're so lucky you don't have to come out here and deal with this BS anymore." I said, "You're right. I don't ever want to go back. I don't care if I ever sit in another press box." They are so bad to the media now. They treat people in the media so poorly, these sports teams. It's just awful. It is an awful way of life. I mean, it's your work. Imagine going to your workplace, but the people you work for aren't your bosses at the workplace. Imagine a job where you work for, let's just pick one. You work for Channel 4, okay? But you go to work out there every day and you take orders from people with the Chiefs. That's your workplace. Your bosses are with the Chiefs. It's the strangest thing ever. Did you see at the end of the game last night? Probably not a lot of you watched it. They rush onto the floor. The celebration is happening. Some families are coming out of the stands. The players are on the floor. There's executives now. The teams are shaking hands. We have hundreds of people on the court. And about 10% of them were wearing masks. Did you notice who was wearing the masks? Every single member of the media. Because it sucks to work in sports media and cover teams. It's the worst thing ever. That means the NBA is saying, we're the elitists, we're the Democrats, we're the party in power, we're the people in power, we're the oligarchs, you know how this works. We're in charge. If you want the privilege of being able to come here and take pictures, be a photographer, a reporter at our NBA finals, you will wear a mask because you're one of the minions. You're one of the lower class. You down there, we're the ruling class. You down there in the media, put your damn masks on. Because we don't want to get sick from scummy little people like you. What is that? Nobody in that building is wearing a mask. The fans aren't wearing them. The families aren't wearing them. The players aren't wearing them. The executives aren't wearing them. The staff, the personnel, the security aren't wearing them. The only people in the building wearing masks were members of the media because it's a requirement to be allowed to do your job. I point this out, and maybe it sounds like I'm bragging. I'm with Lebo. I couldn't be happier that I don't have to go cover these games anymore. Make no mistake about it. For 30-some years, I've been to every venue in this country. I have traveled. I have seen things. I've been to games. It was the greatest experience of my life. It is not the same. I don't want to be there now with a mask on in a press box. Because I work for the media, I have to wear a mask. This is what they do. This is their control over the media. We've tried for years to tell you what's happening with sports teams and the way they're controlling messaging, controlling media, and taking it in-house. There is no greater example than at this point, after the pandemic, the NBA making the media members wear masks. There is no greater example of what it is they do to these people. They're not slaves. I'm not going to use some crazy term like a bunch of liberals would. No, they're not treating the media like slaves. They're not. It's optional. Do you want to work and cover the thing? If you do, wear your mask. It's the stupidest thing I can't even imagine anything dumber than that. Makes me want to get out on the golf course. And I think in the next week or so, I'm going to play Colbert Hills this weekend. That's going to be fun. Then in the next week, I'm going to play Canyon Farms and Falcon Ridge. They're both part of Great Life Kansas City. Online at greatlifekc.com. If you want to play more golf, the best way is to sign up 1 monthly fee, all the golf you can eat. It's wonderful. The Classic membership has 6 courses involved in it, from Leavenworth to Blue Springs. You can play all over the city at any of them, included for your one low monthly price. This is a great way to go. Log on to greatlifekc.com or learn more about Falcon Ridge, Prairie Highlands, Staley Farms, Tallgrass in Wichita, Osage National at Lake of the Ozarks. You can join for less than you think and play more golf. GreatLifeKC.com. Proud to have them as a sponsor. Those are good folks. And they've also got a great restaurant at Canyon Farms called Silo. It's in Lenexa. It's not far from my house. If you haven't been there, it is the best view in Kansas City. We talked recently about patios or views. It's a little hot right now, but in the evening, we get a good 90-degree day. Okay? Go up to Silo at about 7:30. And get one of the outdoor tables, 8 o'clock even, and sit there and watch that sun go down. It is absolutely spectacular. Because, see, then it'll be down to like 82 degrees. You're sitting out there watching the sunset. As soon as it goes down, now you're maybe down into the 70s. Pick a night and do it. It is a sensational experience to sit. It's a big, huge patio as part of their restaurant there that sits up in the air over the golf area and the pool and stuff. And then the sun sets over the basically almost like farmland to the west. It is just spectacular. It's called Silo in Lenexa. It's open to the public. You don't have to be a member of Canyon Farms to go there and do that. You will enjoy it. There's my outdoor tip when it's not 107 and humid. There you have it. Have a great weekend, folks. Enjoy summertime. Have a great time with your family and your friends and the ones that you love. Do what you do in your own way. Make a difference somehow, even if it means you're just telling somebody about the podcast. We greatly appreciate that. As always, thank you so much for listening to Kevin Keatsman Has Issues.
Thanks for listening to Kevin Keatsman Has Issues, presented by Roberts Robinson Chevrolet Buick GMC. To get exclusive patrons-only podcasts, receive a weekly newsletter, and attend in-person patrons-only parties, visit kkhasissues.com and become a patron today. This has been a production of Crooked Tail Media Incorporated.